For a number of years, it's been fashionable in certain circles to credit video games with smartening up America's youth. Media critic Stephen Johnson has applauded them for improving the cognitive abilities of players, regardless of the content of the games. In that, he echoes the fabled Marshall McLuhan, who said in one of his loonier moments, "Content has about as much importance as the stenciling on the casing of an atomic bomb." That, not surprisingly, went over like the metric system. For its part, the MacArthur Foundation is a bit more circumspect on the topic. Since games require players to solve problems, process immediate feedback, and stay engaged, they can be good tools to help young people learn, the MacArthur folks conclude. Yes, well, as former Bubba-in-Chief Bill Clinton might say, it all depends on what the meaning of learn is. At one end of the spectrum are games like Civilization IV, described in the Weekly Standard as the video game version of a classical education. Civilization is a sort of wayback machine that allows players to rule over societies ranging from the Roman Empire to World War II America. By all accounts, it's enlightening and engaging at the same time. Then, there's the enlightening but enraging end of the video game spectrum. Exhibit A, Super Columbine Massacre role-playing game, featuring trenchcoat mafia posers Dylan Klebold and Eric Harris, who could eventually go down as the Leopold and Loeb of mass murder. Super Columbine Massacre has alternately been called the single most important video game since Pong and the second worst game of all time. We're still checking on the worst game of all time, but this'll do until we find it. Meanwhile, here's how Super Columbine Massacre is described in the game's trailer.
The player assumes the identity of one of the killers, Eric Harris or Dylan Klebold. The player goes on to overcome certain obstacles to commit the crime. He then dies and battles demons in hell.
The creator of Super Columbine Massacre calls it socially conscious gaming that elicits provocative polarization from audiences. At the end of the day, he says, the understanding of the Columbine school shooting is deepened and redefined. Of course, you could reasonably ask, aren't kids already provoked into polarization enough? And isn't the Columbine Massacre already defined enough? And if so, isn't a video game about it, well, overkill?
You don't play this game and feel, oh, I'm really glad to be enacting this. You feel very conflicted and extremely uncomfortable. And that's a perspective I think that's worthwhile.
I've played it or tried to play it, but we couldn't get past the part where you bomb the cafeteria.
Super Columbine Massacre may not be the low point of contemporary civilization, but it certainly makes Civilization IV look awfully good.